Hey there, friend. Got a minute? I know you're really excited about listening to today's episode, but I got a great feeling you're going to want to hear about my latest creation, especially if you're the smart, forward-thinking kind of woman that I know you are. And if you're actively looking for ways to improve in your own self-care and wellness, consider this a sign, synchronicity, or just serendipity playing full out to bring a little clarity and fun your way. Now, you know I love to talk about self-awareness on this show because to know yourself is to bring more joy and confidence your way. So that's why I'm so excited to share with you all the deets on my latest creation, the What's Your Divine Energy Mix Quiz. The What's Your Divine Energy Mix Quiz helps you to appreciate your unique mix of divine feminine and divine masculine energy so that you can unlock your Muse Method. And your Muse Method is your ideal self-care and wellness pathway based on your preferences, your way of being, and your unique take on life. I've gotten so many positive reviews from quiz takers who have absolutely fallen in love with their results. They ask me things like, "How did you know this about me?" Which brings my heart so much joy. And I want you to fall in love with your results too. To find out what your ideal self-care and wellness pathway is, here's what you got to do. You got to go to www.heycarlads.com/quiz to answer 11 questions. You can literally be done in 5 minutes or less. And once you're done taking the quiz, your results will be flying into your inbox. And trust me, you're going to love your guide. So what are you waiting for? Go take the quiz today and I'll see you on the other side of your results. When you're starting a new habit, especially one that can make you physically uncomfortable in the beginning, like exercise, reducing the amount of resistance between getting to it and skipping out is paramount. It's easy to commit to getting started when the actual start time is far away. It becomes much harder to follow through the closer you are to your workout time. So what can you do to stop self-sabotaging? Listen in to find out. Welcome to the Joyful, Energetic Mama Podcast, the place where busy mamas tune in to take out the struggle from the daily work-life juggle. I'm your host, Carla Diaz. I'm a married mama of three who jumped off the hot mess express and turned in her people-pleasing ways to become your personal cheerleader and encourager of dreams. Every week, you can expect simple and actionable tips on how to improve your own health and wellness. Are you ready to shift your mindset to go from that grouchy lady that your friends put up with to the joyful mama everyone wants to keep up with? Then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is sponsored by the 5 Days to More Energy so that you'll never skip a workout again challenge. In as little as 5 days, you can run away with all the best tips and tricks on how to naturally boost your energy to do more of the things that you love. For more information, you can go to this podcast show notes, or you can check out www.heycarladiaz.com/5-day-challenge. See you there. Hey there. How have you been? Welcome back to another episode of the Joyful Energetic Mama Podcast. I am your host, Carla Diaz, and today we're talking about 5 quick start tips for workout success. Now, if you're new to the show, I just want to warmly welcome you and tell you, you belong here. This is your space. We talk all things about how to achieve more joy in our life and also, you know, how to just deal with all the yuckiness of life, right? So, like I said, today's topic is a self-improvement topic because it's the summertime. Hopefully you have more time on your hands. And if you do, hopefully some of that time you are considering using it to start a better habit, right? So we're talking about 5 quick tips for workout success. So if you're having trouble committing to your workouts, I have 5 quick start tips for workout success that you can start tomorrow or today if you've got the time. Now, we can't always rely on our workout buddy to be there to help push us through when motivation is low. Heck, if I waited to find someone who would be willing to work out with me in my busy schedule, I'd have a noticeable layer of dust right now. Let's be real. If you are solely relying or telling yourself that you need somebody to work out to commit to your workouts, you need to change your game plan. Now, the good news is here is that you can totally take initiative for your own health, and you can give yourself some key action items to lower your resistance towards the idea of exercising. Because no matter what we tell ourselves, if it's that we don't have the time or that we don't have someone to do it with, the idea is that there's a lot of resistance when it comes to exercising, because if you're new to it, let's face it, it's not pleasant. I can think back to my days or my several start and fails before I made working out a consistent part of my life. And it was really centered around that. I mean, it sucks when you're first starting something new and something that makes you get out of breath and feel weak sometimes. Like, it's not something that we willingly want to do. But that being said, we can trick our motivation, we can trick our brains to embrace this new lifestyle, this new habit, which is so good for us in so many ways. So let's get started. So tip number one is such a simple one, but I don't know if you guys are doing this yet, but it is so important to schedule your workout. So you want to put your workout on your calendar and treat it like a standing appointment. Because remember, if you are the CEO of your life, you know that bosses don't cancel. So put it on your planner and get to it. Tip number two is to reduce any potential barriers. So now when you're starting a new habit, especially one that can make you physically uncomfortable in the beginning, reducing the amount of resistance between getting to it and skipping out is paramount. Now, we all know it's easy to commit to getting started when the actual start time is far away. It becomes much harder to follow through the closer you are to your workout time. So knowing this, having this knowledge, and you knowing that, you know, okay, I know that when my workout time is like 3 minutes away, I'm going to start thinking in my head, do I really want to do this? You know, you start kind of like faking yourself out a little bit. So knowing this and thinking about how you can reduce that resistance is key to actually going out for that jog or pressing play on that workout. So how do we reduce the resistance? We reduce the resistance by reducing the amount of decisions that you have to make, because more decisions means more resistance, which decreases your overall motivation. So what decisions can you make beforehand? You can gather all the necessary equipment ahead of time, right? You can prepare your pre-workout meal the night before, especially if you're committing to some type of strength training, something that's very more physically demanding. You want to make sure that you're properly fed. So understanding all this goes hand in hand with reducing the resistance, right? So you want to prepare that meal beforehand. And you can also plan your workout outfit in advance too. So you'll see that the less decisions you have to make, the less resistance, and the more energy you have to put into your workout. Now here's a tip. That knowledge of that actually can help you with anything, not just committing to your workouts. The less decisions you make in the day, in the beginning of your day, the more energy you have to put towards whatever it is that you want to do. Now, we talked about planning out your workout outfit, and I'll tell you that that sometimes is the defining factor, because if I have to fumble in my drawers to try and find something that matches, my motivation seriously goes down. But what if you could plan your workout clothes in advance for the week? Now, wouldn't that be sweet? And what if you could plan it for the entire month? Well, you can absolutely do that too. So my super sweet and super smart gal pal, Christiane Cherrier, taught me all about the power of creating a capsule wardrobe. And naturally, because exercise is central to my well-being, I took her sage advice and applied it to my workout wardrobe. The end result? No skipped workouts, because I had all my wardrobe, my outfits picked out for the entire month, I even created a special drawer just for my workouts for that month. And it was like magic. Less decisions, more energy to get to it. So if you'd like to learn more about how to create your own capsule wardrobe, I highly recommend checking out Christiane's 20 pieces to 60 plus outfits workshop. So I'm going to post the link in the show notes or in the podcast episode so that you can have, you know, so you can learn how to create your own workout capsule. And again, this is not just for workout clothes. If it's for life, actually, it's just how to learn how to create a capsule wardrobe, which is a wonderful way to save time by planning in advance. So make sure to check out Christiane's workshop. You're going to love it. Moving on to tip number 3, make it enjoyable. So when it comes to exercise, you know you have options. If you're not into jogging, why would you join a running club, right? Honoring your preferences is a great way to increase the odds that you'll stick to your fitness goals. Tip number 4, make someone hold you accountable. Now, this is a little different than having a workout buddy because, you know, conflicting schedules, conflicting preferences, you name it. And also conflicting motivation too, right? It's hard to find a workout buddy. But you can find someone to hold you accountable. And so this one works really great, but the trick is to choose someone who you know is going to be a good accountability buddy. You know, someone that is going to hold you to that promise. So if you want to fireproof this tip even more, keep a standing appointment with your buddy and report regularly at that specified time. Leave no wiggle room for error. So tip number 5 is to reward yourself. So we all know that adopting healthier habits is not for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of resolve to show up for yourself consistently. So you have to celebrate all the small wins. Here's a trick though. You want to decide ahead of time what goal you'll be striving for and when you're going to honor yourself with a little reward. Will it be after completing 10 consistent workouts? After losing 5 pounds, deciding on what the juicy reward would be is important, but it's also important to decide when you're going to celebrate this. Keep in mind that in order not to derail your efforts, you want to make sure that your reward is in line with your overall fitness goals. So deciding to go to the Cheesecake Factory may not be a great reward if your goal is to lose weight. But buying yourself a new workout outfit or a new water bottle totally is. Or perhaps checking out the workshop I talked to you about earlier. Well, there you have it. Those were the 5 quick start tips for workout success. And in case you needed a recap, here it is. Tip number 1 was to schedule your workout. Tip number 2 was to reduce any potential barriers. Tip 3, make it enjoyable. Tip 4, get an accountability buddy. And tip 5, reward yourself. Do you have a workout success tip that you'd like to share? Well, I would totally love to know all about it. Remember, you guys can reach out to me by DM on IG at my Hey Carla Diaz Instagram account or at the other account, Joyful Energetic Mama Podcast, and you can share your thoughts with me, share what's working with you, and who knows, maybe I might feature it in a following episode. As always, I love making new friends on IG, so make sure to follow me there too. Let's keep the conversation going. I would really love to chat with you and get to know you and just, you know, pick your brain and find out what kind of topics you'd like me to cover. And by the way, if you feel like a lack of energy is what's holding you back from committing to your workouts, I have the ultimate solution for you. And yes, it's my 5 days to energy challenge. I promote the heck out of that challenge because it is so good. And if you haven't checked it out, seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to heycarladiaz.com/5-day-challenge and get started. And imagine in 5 days, you can be a totally new woman with more energy, living life, feeling good about herself, and you can even thank me for it. It's time for our live journal prompt of the week. And as always, this is the section where I answer a question, a journal prompt live to your amusement and maybe to your giggles, because sometimes it's not as pretty as it is, but it's real, right? And then I also invite you to do the same, where you can pause this episode if you have a pen and paper, jot down your ideas, or reflect on it at a better time for you. So what today's live journal prompt of the week is: if you could send a message to the entire world, what would you say in 30 seconds? Talk about the pressure. Man, I can think about a lot of things that I'd want to say to this world, but I'm going to keep it simple, because sometimes I feel that the most powerful message doesn't have to be complicated. And I would just say, be kind to yourself, honor yourself, and spread love. That's it. All right, so now it's your turn. If you could send a message to the entire world, what would you say in 30 seconds or less? I'd love to hear your answers. Remember, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out. And just let me know, what would you say to the world if you had 30 seconds of free uninterrupted time? I'd really love to know. Wow, we are just buzzing on by, and I totally love it. And I also love this part of the show where I get to share with you something that I'm loving right now. So today I want to talk about Oliver Flynn's Honey and Citrus Shampoo Bar. If you don't know what a shampoo bar, it's an alternative to getting your shampoo in a bottle. And I spoke with the creator of this deliciously smelling and environmental friendly shampoo bar, Kathy Jenling Yang, a little while ago in episode 37, when we were talking about taking imperfect eco-friendly action for our children's future. And the one thing that I loved about learning so much from Kathy was the fact that it doesn't take a lot of effort for you to do something good for the planet. So the reason why I switched to shampoo bar is because not only am I all about saving the earth, I was blown away by the fact that one shampoo bar is actually equivalent to two bottles of shampoo. Now, if we think about what's inside the shampoo bar, we know that there's no parabens, no SLS, which are chemicals that are not good for us. And it's also made with plant-derived surfactants. So it's a soap-free formula and it's pH balanced. It's good for all types of hair, and I've been using it. And I'll tell you, I am so surprised how much lather comes out of this bar, and it's totally a no-brainer. Not only are you doing something good for yourself by avoiding those nasty chemicals, but you're also doing something good for the earth. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to episode 37 of the Joyful Energetic Mama podcast, where Kathy talks in full detail about her shampoo bar, or you could just go to Oliver Flynn on Instagram and click the link in the bio and get shopping. She's got a lot of wonderful products, and I wholeheartedly recommend all of them. Shop to your heart's content. We've made it to the end of this episode, and I don't know that this new format, it seems like I've been all around the world and back again in less time, and you're getting to learn more about me. I'm getting to learn more about you because I'm asking you to come talk to me. Remember, it gets kind of lonely on this side of the microphone. And I just feel so good. I feel so good about being here, spending time with you. And I totally appreciate that you give your time to me. I know it's so precious, so I don't take that lightly. And until next time, just remember, the joyful and energetic mama in me sees and honors the joyful and energetic mama in you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe so that you're notified and never miss an episode. Of course, if you found today's topic super valuable, let me know by writing a review. And if you're not quite ready to do that, you can always share this episode with your friends. And remember, if you'd like to learn more about the free 5 Days to More Energy Challenge, you can click on the link in the show notes for this episode or go to heycarladiaz.com /5-day challenge for more information.